How long have you been writing, and how did this play come about?
I've been doing it for a while. Been doing it for a while. But I've never had momentum like this before. The momentum is really a product of the fact that I found an issue in the community that points directly at the underserved in the community who don't get a chance to get on the news and talk about what it is that they need and why they need it. And I found that in finding that I was designated the person to be able to express these issues in the most realistic way.
Tell me about the inspiration for this play.
I wrote it in 1 week, in large part because I was unemployed myself. And so I knew exactly what the emotions and the things that needed to be conveyed in that story were. I was writing from my own pain, from my own issues, dealing with lack and being a dad as well.
Are the characters inspired by people you know?
Every one of the characters, I know them in some form or fashion because of the work that I've done in the community. I did social work here in the city for 7 years. And so a lot of the families that are different, from different angles, the people that I talk about, I met them. I met the unemployed grandfather. I met the hustler that wants to work and stop selling coke, wants to stop selling heroin.
Tell me a little bit more about the characters in the play.
You hear someone expressing their dream to be a small business owner. And the first thing she says is, you have to have good credit. So now you're talking about somebody who's done some research about her dream and her idea. And I really hope that didn't get lost. You're not talking about people who are just looking for a handout. You're looking for these are people that are looking for answers. Likewise with her daughter. Her daughter's very intelligent, but this is the second time she's seen someone killed in her neighborhood, and she wants to leave. One of the things that helps a person change their living situation is a job with a livable wage, and they're able to make the changes for safety for their kids and so forth. So then you have the drug dealer, Brandon. I know a lot of drug dealers in this city, and if you talk to them long enough, they'll tell you, I would give all this up for a normal life and be able to take care of my family, my kids, my wife, my girlfriend, or whatever. But I have to do this because I have a record and I can't get a job anywhere. And I deal with a whole litany of issues that don't allow me to get gainful employment like most people. And so there's a quagmire there in terms of how they're going to resurface and be able to take care of their families. And then finally, Mr. Wale, an older gentleman in his mid to late 50s who had a record, did some things while he was getting high and on drugs and so forth, but he changed his life. But I know so many people that live here in Wilmington who are in jail even though they're out of jail. You served your time, you're off probation, you paid your restitution, and you don't even have cloudy piss. You don't even smoke weed or do drugs or anything like that, and you still are not able to find gainful employment. That's a problem. That's a glaring issue in the city.
The Wilmington experiment, the solution one of your characters presents, is that your own idea of a solution for this problem?
It is absolutely one of my personal solutions, and what I wanted to do was I wanted that information to come from the most unusual suspect. It would obviously, it would be great to come from an economist or the mayor or the city council person, but we have people in the community that are doing this type of research trying to find answers to help the city. Some of the smartest people I've ever met live in the most impoverished areas of the city. They read the newspaper from cover to cover, and they could talk about a litany of different subjects, including unemployment.
Can you just explain the logistics of that solution?
The Enterprise Zone is a concept where basically you invite larger companies, whether it be a complete company move or a satellite move of that company, into our vicinity, city, state. And we offer them tax incentives. It could be 3 years, 5 years. But the goal is for that to be complete profit for them. They're able to then negotiate whatever they want to pay to the citizens in this area in exchange for hiring people in this city in the area codes of 19801, 19802, 19805, the most problematic and murderous area codes in this entire state. That's the trade-off. I think that's a viable option. It's absolutely a solution, but it's not the solution. I challenge anyone in the community who is an artist and an advocate to put their money where their mouth is and do exactly what I did. I didn't just come here to entertain. I'm educating and I'm sparking a discussion.